The Dubna Magid tells an incredible mashal. He tells a story about a malamed, a teacher, who was taking his class on a field trip in the forest. And as everyone knows, the forest contains much incredible beauty, but there are also dangers, there are animals, there are all different types of harmful things that lurk behind the shadows. And so the malamed, the teacher, gathers his boys from his class and he says, "Boys, sometimes there are some wild dogs in this forest. But I just want you to know that should you see a dog running towards you, whatever you do, don't run. Don't be afraid." "So what's it, Rebbe? So what should we do?" "It's very simple. When the dog comes, you stare the dog down and you say the pasuk, 'Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shono.'" That pasuk is taken from the section dealing with Yitzias Mitzrayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that when the Jews leave Egypt, the Egyptians are going to be so still. They're going to be so stunned. Egypt is going to be so paralyzed and incapacitated that Ulechol b'nei Yisrael, for every Jew, lo yecharatz kelev l'shono. Literally, a dog won't even wag its tongue. So again, for Yitzias Mitzrayim, what that meant is that the Jews will escape totally unharmed. But there is an age-old custom or an age-old practice that when being confronted by a wild dog, you say the pasuk, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shono." So the Rebbe teaches the kids the pasuk. The Rebbe says, "Okay, repeat it after me." They chazer the pasuk. They go over the pasuk a couple of times, and they go into the forest. So beautiful. They're taking in nature, taking in the trees. Suddenly, again, they begin to hear some growling. They begin to go ahead and hear some barking, and sure enough, they see in the distance that there's a bunch of wild dogs running towards them. The Rebbe starts yelling and screaming, "Kinderlach, quick, everyone run, follow me, run as fast as you can." And they start running, and then the Rebbe says, "You know what, every man for himself, will meet up outside of the forest." So Baruch Hashem, everyone escapes unscathed. But what happens? The children say to the Malamed, "Rebbe, you told us that if the dogs come, we should remain calm. We should say, 'Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shono.'" So the Rebbe says, "It's true. I said that to you when I was calm. Because when I was calm, cool and collected, that made sense. But then when I was in danger, all sense and sensibility left my mind and I just reacted. Just again, that reflex for self-preservation kicked in and I just ran." And says the Dubna Magid, so many times in life, we have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we learned about yesterday, that I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of me, and we have that emunah. But sometimes we have that emunah, except when we need it most. It's easy to have emunah in times of tranquility. And it's easy, believe, to add that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and has a plan and has my back and loves me more than anything, when everything is going to according to plan, when I'm sealing the deals, when my mishpacha is good, when everything is perfect. And a lot of times, there are the same people who have amunah in times of good, but then when crisis comes, we just start running and panicking. And again, I hear the barking dogs come faster or come closer, and the closer they come, the faster I run. And we don't stop to think. And says the Dubna Magid, when one finds oneself in a time of crisis, be it the time of global crisis like we find ourselves in now, or be it a time of personal crisis, the most important thing is to keep your wits about you. The most important thing is to maintain a sense of inner quietude and inner tranquility. Because then, if you remain calm, you're able to draw on your emunah. You're able to draw on Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shono. The barking dogs of life are not going to harm me and to hurt me. As long as I keep calm, as long as I remain connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the moment I lose my head, and the moment I just go running panicked in a million different directions, the moment I'm no longer thinking clearly, is the moment my emunah flies out the window. And when my emunah is gone, my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone. And when my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone, my ability to navigate the complex situations of life is no longer available to me. So in times of crisis, whatever time of crisis it is, let us learn the lesson of the Talmidim and not the lesson of the Malamed. That when the dogs come barking, Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecharatz kelev l'shono. Remain calm. Put your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, again, you will see your way through the challenge. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.